Theater. That's the I Love Rhythm and Ginger's piece on it entitled Society So Mess Up. Big up yourself, Ginger. You there, King?
Greetings, Yendis. Greetings. Yes, sir.
Big welcome to you from everyone here at Reggae Space. Good to hear your voice. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I want to say enough respect to all the people of Reggae Space and all the listeners all over the world, you know, the World Wide Web, you know what I mean?
Yes, yes. Yeah. I'm sure we appreciate all the positive sentiments you bring. And we're just listening to one of the first track I played tonight from yourself. Society So Messed Up on the I Love Rhythm, a big rhythm that, and you give a serious message with this tune, don't?
Yes, man, like always. Well, as I said, you know, my message is always about peace and love and liberating anyone that want to be liberated, whether you're black or white. It doesn't matter to me because music has no class, you know what I mean? No race, no color, no boundary, you know what I mean? It's just oneness and it's just one love. So I always do music that people can connect with anywhere in the world you are, you know what I mean?
Yes, yes, yes. And you can look all over the world and know and see how society in various places, it just don't
up,
look
yeah.
good for a lot of poor people and the disadvantaged. They seem to come off worse.
Yes, man, for real. Yeah, man, that's the way it is, you know. The system always messing up, you know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, let's rinse out the tune one more time, make people them hear it. Ginger on the I Love Rhythm, track entitled Society So Messed Up.
Black culture. Everybody,
you give yourself Hilton.
Representing for Black
Large Absenta.
And I say, I don't love our society around. Society is so unfair. Emperor Celestia, make all the chakras on the chain.
Let people know what a guan. You're in this in conversation with Ginger right here, right now, live on air. Big up yourself, Ginger, and big welcome one more time.
It's a blessing, you're in this, man. It's a blessing to be here in Reggae Space, you know?
Respecting. But we do have a few listeners who joined us for the first time from Mars, and they never hear of Ginger yet. What would you say to describe Ginger?
Well, Ginger is a very humble person, very spiritual person, you know, God-fearing, you know.
Yeah.
And most of all, kind-hearted, you know. Ginger loves to share.
That's cool. And how long you been in the business, Ginger?
Well, I've been in the music. The name Ginger is in the music since 1999. I got that name from Mr. Barry Salmon.
Oh.
But I'm singing all my life, you know what I mean?
Okay, I did wonder about your name and where it come from. I believe you
ginger beer.
Is it what?
Yeah, I like the drink called ginger beer.
All right, right. Can you get enough of that in Jamaica, don't?
Yeah, so Barry Salmon gave me that name.
Okay, true, your voice sounds spicy.
Yeah, man.
Well, that's cool. And it seemed to suit you. You feel happy with that name, yes?
Wonderful, because when someone like Barry Salmon gave you a name, you have to just hold it and run with it, because Barry Salmon is an icon, he's a legend.
Right.
And, yeah, and these things don't happen every day, so it's history.
Yes. And I believe Barry Salmon, you mentioned Barry, he had a big influence in you coming into the business. Are you?
Yeah, man.
In what way? What did he do?
Well, Barry Salmon is the one that bust ginger, you know.
Is it?
He's the one that discovered ginger. Because for those who don't know, or for those who never heard about ginger before, I usually work with the Harmony House, that's Barry Salmon label.
Okay.
And I toured with Barry Salmon for 4 years, going to 5. Yeah, and I've been all over the world with him, you know what I mean?
All right. So he kind of take you under his wing?
Not kind of. He fully take me underneath his wings, you know?
Right.
When I was nothing at all, he took me up and off me on the road with him, singing on the banner all over the world.
Okay. So he sees.
So I always have to say big respect to Barry Salmon, because without that input in my life, I don't know actually what would happen, because I grew up in the garrison.
Okay.
Yeah, I grew up in a place called Central Village.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's a lot of things. There's a lot of violence sometimes, you know.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
So Barry sees something in you, and he feels that you know, you have something that people will like and would carry you far.
Yes, man, and he always saying that. I saw him like 3 weeks ago, and we just went at a street thing, and we were singing together. So
is it?
He always see that in me. You know what I mean? That right. Star.
Okay, and while he was working with him, did he kind of coach you or anything, or
yeah.
You just?
Yeah, man. Actually, the artist that I am today have a lot to do with Barry Salmon. He's the one that molded me, and I become this prolific artist that I am today.
Okay.
Because of the teachings that I get and what I learn and what I observe.
Okay. So, I'm wondering whether it's in your voice and the way you sing, or whether it's in your lyrics and how you write your tunes, or what kind of things you pick up from Barry's.
Everything musically. His writing skills, his singing power. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
His vibe with the people, because that's a big thing.
Okay.
You can be a great singer, but you're not great with the people.
Ah.
And that's a big thing, and that's what we're trying to fix. That's what we're putting out there and telling all artists, respect and love the people, because without the people, you're nothing.
Right.
So I always find time to say hi or hello to my fans.
Okay.
All the people that supported Ginger and supporting Ginger now, I always show them a lot of love, lot of respect, because you cannot go nowhere without the people.
That's right.
And the people, them have to say Ginger, and if the people, them don't say Ginger, then, you know, I can't go nowhere no matter how good I think I am as a singer.
That's right. Yeah. Well, it's interesting, because you might not get that impression from other artists, you know, who don't really reach out to the fans, you know, only enough to make them buy the next tune.
Yeah, we're not into that. That is called hustling.
Right.
When me sing, all right, check my music. I'm the only artist in today day without no apology. So when I and I sing, I don't have to reach.
Okay.
Me not sing for riches, Papa. Me sing because me love it, and me sing from the heart, and a lot of fans know that, because people always, oh, Ginger, you're wonderful, because they can see that passion. They can see that love. People can see that. When you're on that stage, people can feel that vibe, that genuine vibe, that, you know what I mean, that love for the music and for the people.
Yes, man. I'm sure that's true. And people can, as you say, pick it up from the way you hold yourself on stage and the way you're singing your tunes, and they can see it.
Yeah.
And, you know, people gravitate to that kind of thing, you see. If it seems false, people don't like it, you know?
Sure.
Well, we have enough people here bigging you up. I have to say, big up to Zenta, sending some big ups to you and Marvin. We have listeners from Costa Rica, from Germany. We have people in Bermuda and UK, of course. Virgin Islands have to get mentioned, and Wales. The west side of the UK. Enough people are tuning right now.
Respect. I want to take time out to big up all the people in the Caribbean right now that are listening, and all the people in the other continents, I mean the Europe continent, because, you know what I mean? Yeah. And all the people that are listening right now, it's just enough love, and it's a blessing to know that I can share my vibe and my talent with the item, you know what I mean? It's always a blessing.
Yes, man. And next... We have a question come from Marvin. He's in Costa Rica. He's asking when you're gonna come over there.
Well, it's when the people them call me, you know, because as I said before, and I'm gonna be true to my words. It's just the people them, and whenever the people them ready, then I'll be there. If they call me tomorrow morning, I'm gonna be there.
All right,
Costa Rica. If you call me. Yeah. I'm gonna be there singing for you, yeah. Yeah, now. Costa Rica, call me.
Kaboom. Big respect to you, King. That's fine. I'm sure that answers your question, Marvin. Big respect to Hilton, of course. Big up to Rachel. The only way Jin know that, yes. Well, positive vibes from Rachel in Somerset, UK. Enough respect.
Enough love in the UK, cause yo, UK are one of the places that start support ginger music from the time I came out.
Is it?
With a song called Responsibilities.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember that song, Yendis. It's called Responsibilities and the Roof Over Your Head Rhythm.
I guess I will.
Woman, I tell me, says she pregnant. Thinking that I'd be so ignorant, yo. Shouldn't know the joy I feel. No, I said the ginger makes she conceive, yeah. Woman, I tell me, says she pregnant. That song came out in 2001 on the Harmony House label.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was going to ask you at some point in our conversation now, where you feel you have the most love, where your most fans come from, which part of the world?
To be honest with you? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm a truthful man. I think it's Africa.
Is it?
Yeah. Which I always thought it was in Europe.
Okay, so it's between Europe and Africa.
Yeah, because I went to Africa, and trust me, I said, yo, this is what Michael Jackson faced, man. This is crazy.
Is it?
Yeah, I cannot walk.
Wow.
No. So many securities have to be around. Oh. Because you know what I think? You can be one of the biggest artists in the world, but you don't get that love because you know what? You don't give that love.
Right.
And because I give that love, then I get that love. Just the other day, like 3 weeks ago, I was in Suriname.
Okay.
And trust me, that people just line up in line to just touch me. And trust me, I know right now I'm not the biggest artist in reggae music, but I get the biggest love. And I always said, you know what? Respect is the highest currency. And if I could get respect and not money, then I'll take respect over money.
Right.
Because money will done and respect will go on from generation to generation.
Well, you say you're not the biggest artist at the moment, but that can change. You're making some nice tunes, especially of late. Some really big tunes I'm going to play a little later on. Right now, I want to draw for a tune named Music Alone.
Yes, King, it's only Music Alone can take us to Jaja home, you know?
Big up to Paul.
In rough times, tough times, only music can clear your mind. Music alone takes me to Jah.
Big up Reverend C. Huh? Big up Hilton.
Tough times, only music can clear your mind. Music alone takes me to Jah. Listen up as I cry for my people. Hope you feel it. All I wanna do is touch your people's soul with my music. It's so good, it's so real. You better believe it.
Pull that one back to the top. Send it out to Luton. Big up Sonia. Large up yourself. Anna Hazer says, Anna says she saw you in Mulheim with Beres.
Ginger. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's couple years ago. Maybe that's 6-7 years ago.
Okay. Okay. Yes. Anna
big
Hazer.
Up, Anna, big up. Anna. Woman, no worry, Ginger. Care. Anything you want, I will be there. Saying I have no fear. Big up yourself, Anna.
And big respect goes out to Paul, who's just linked up.
Yo, Paul, big up yourself. You know, Paul is one of my band members. I think it's him.
Yes, yes.
In Austria.
Tell me something, Ginger. You mentioned that you was with Beres from something like 1999 forward. Yeah. And at some point you decide to break away. What time was that? What year was that?
It was in 2004.
2004. And what make you make that decision?
Well, you don't know sometimes, you know, because I'm a leader also, you know, so
okay.
Sometimes it's just about doing what's best for you, you know, but
yeah.
My father be always cool, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And what do you do when you left from Beres? You start up on your own? How that go?
I was with this label called Island Music, a local label here in Jamaica.
Island.
Yeah, Island Music. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a local label here in Jamaica. Okay. And then basically I just start to do my thing from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. And you find and you find your tech to it, you know, you being the main name, the main person associated. You take to that okay, because you know it's a different thing when you're running around the world with Beres Hammond at the top of the bill.
Yeah, but that's the way it is, you know. You have to brave enough. You have to be a brave man like me to step out and do your thing and still make a name for yourself.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, you need your name for yourself. You know, you have to make a name for yourself.
Yes, yes.
So I show the world that I can do it, and I'm doing it over and over.
Yes.
Now I establish my own company, and it's called Ginger Music.
Okay.
So what is happening now for me? It's Ginger Music is managing all of that right now. Everything that's going on, all of videos, the flyers, everything that is going on now is my company doing it now.
Okay.
Yeah, I have different parts and different people to do different stuff.
Oh, right. That's a serious unit, serious organization, yeah?
Because at the end of the day, I don't want 10 years from now, when my kid's supposed to go to college, they're saying, Daddy, what's going on, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want that. Yeah, I don't want something like that to happen because I learn by people's mistake. I don't even want to learn by my mistake, you know?
Okay.
I don't like failure, so I see a lot of artists, they get bread today and 5 year time, they have nothing to show.
Okay.
I want to be like Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, Bonnie Wheeler, those people, Barry Salmon, Dennis Brown, where you have a foundation.
Okay. So, and it's important to you that you set up on your own. GingerMusic.com exists and...
Yes, all those things exist. So, you know, it's not word of mouth. I'm actually doing stuff, you know?
Yes. Well, that sounds great. That really sounds positive.
So I want to tell you right now, the rain is falling in Jamaica right now.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a blessing.
It is. We get enough of that here in the UK, you know.
Yeah, man.
So we really bless over this side, I tell you.
Oh, I mean.
All right, let's draw for our next tune. Another good tune, because after what you've just been saying about setting your foundation and setting a direction, it's a track entitled Never Lost My Way.
Never.
Never turn fool when I reach out the crossroad. Never lost my way. Never see the hype and get confused. Never lost my way. Never turn fool when I reach out the crossroad. Never lost my way. Never see the hype and get confused, yo. I'm the element of surprise. 50s of the 50 shall survive, yeah. Over the mountains I lift my voice. Angels harmonize, yo. Give them another high pitch. Light up another big spliff, yo. When me sing, me not for rich. And the money man, I look out and dance, yo.
Whoa. Ah, you see there, the shout box getting boom and bang. And we just reached the part where you say, you know, I do it for get rich.
No, man, when me sing, me not half rich, man, because money can't buy me now. I know it takes cash to care. I'm not stupid, but I and I sing because of the love of the music, not because of the love of the money.
Never turn fool when I reach out the crossroad. Never lost my way. Never see the hype and get confused. Never lost my way. Never turn fool when I reach out the crossroad. Never lost my way. Never see the hype and get confused, yo. I'm the element of surprise. 50s of the 50 shall survive, yeah. Over the mountains I lift my voice. Angels harmonize, yo. Give them another high pitch. Light up another big spliff, yo. When we sing, me not be rich. And the money man, I look out and dance, yo. Never lost my way. Never turn fool when I reach at the crossroad. Never lost my way. Never see the hype and get confused. Never lost my way. Never turn fool when I reach at the crossroad. Never lost my way. Never see the hype and get confused. My heart could be bitter, but I choose not to. His love I prefer. I could be a murderer, but I see no joy in being a killer. What makes the world go round? Me say love some money, them a clown. The truth is there to be found, so let it be known. Never lost my way. Never turn fool when I reach at the crossroad. Never lost my way. Never see the hype on get.
Well, Ginger, I'm guessing that you come to many crossroads in your life, especially when you consider which part of the world you're born and grow.
Blessed King, go ahead again.
Yeah, I'm thinking that you probably come up to the crossroads several times in your life.
Yeah, man, a lot of times in my life, man. So that song is just reality, straight.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man, a straight reality, man.
Yeah, especially as true, you're born and grow in a certain part of town, you know?
Yeah, man, you don't know, man, but you still have to just keep your head up, you know, no matter where you come from, you know? Because it's not where you're from, you know, it's how you live, you know?
It's true, it's true. And I guess there's people that used to hang around with who never take the same route, same turning as you, and they end up in a different destination.
End up going to the morgue or to our prison.
Right, right, right.
Well, and we don't want that. We just have to deal with them right now. I live it.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I was curious when you mentioned about, Ginger Music and the organization behind it. And, you know, yeah, I'm wondering how much of an input you personally have, and where the vision come from, and whether, you know, you get any schooling and how that go, you know, whether you have management degree and thing and whatever.
No, I have none of those degree, but the thing is this now, I'm a smart kid, so what I do, I get the smart people them to run my thing.
Ah.
I'm just the one that's spending the money.
I see.
So what I do, I get different people to do stuff, but from time to time I check on everything though. Yeah. I'm the one that makes sure, okay, this is okay, this is what I really want to do, and I give the go ahead. Without me, they can't do nothing.
Yes, yes.
Because it's Ginger Music.
Okay, and again, you know, that role is something that, you know, not everybody can do, you know, not everybody can take the lead.
Yeah, but
like
because
that.
The way I came up in the music, I really can do that, because remember, Barry Salmon is the one that do his thing, you know, and you have people that do his stuff for him.
Yes.
But Harmony House Records is Barry Salmon.
Yes, yes.
So when you have that mentor, you follow those footsteps and you never go wrong.
That's cool, that's
never
cool.
Never go wrong.
And the trick is, a lot of people don't really appreciate it, you know. So certain people have the idea that you have to do everything yourself. Everything.
No, you don't have to do everything yourself. It's just know that, remember, you know, this is reggae music, you know. And you have to follow the man them who set it, like Bob Marley and them, and they have him own foundation.
Yeah.
So Ginger want a foundation, so not my kids, but other kids can come and get something out of the Ginger Foundation, you know what I mean?
Yes.
That's the main reason why I'm doing it. I'm doing it because I'm a humanitarian type of person. I love to share.
Yes.
I love to make it. So I'm doing this just to know that when the time comes, I can also record young artists. That's what I'm doing.
Okay, okay.
I'm not doing this just because of Ginger. No, I'm doing it because I want to help people.
Okay, okay. So in the organization, in the various strands of the organization, you're setting up studio and you're having...
Yes, I'm doing all of that. But, you know, the money is slow because when I sing, I don't have to reach.
Right.
So I'm just taking my time.
Okay.
And just doing it. I go as far as I register my company already. I do all of that.
Okay.
So, you know, it's serious.
Yes, yes, yes. And you're looking to bring on youths and
yes, most definitely, because... And one of the reasons also why I coming up with my own establishment, because sometimes you do a song for a producer,
right.
Yeah? And when you're ready to put that song on your album, it's giving you a lot of story and you never charge any money to do the song.
Okay.
And you cannot find them some of the times, and you know what I mean? So I want to do some stuff so my daughter and my son can own some stuff,
yes.
You know, can own some things.
Okay, so you need to maintain full control of your material and your copyright and things.
Yeah, I'm saying I don't really want to own all the stuff that I do, but I want to own some of it.
Yes.
Because from time to time, I always going to share my talent with other producers, because you cannot be selfish. I'm not one of the selfish ones in the music.
Okay, okay.
I'm not that person. But I want to know that I have something for myself.
Right, right.
So what I have is for my kids. I never want them to beg bread on the street side. No, 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 not at all.
That's a big motivation for you.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things I don't do. I don't even collect my publishing money. It's not for me.
Oh.
No, it's for my kids. I want them to go to college. I never did.
I see, I see.
And the main reason why that never happened is because of the monetary funding.
Yes.
So because I don't want that to happen to my kids. So I'm trying my best to set up shop.
Yes, yes.
In
yes.
other words, then, you know?
Yes, it seems like you will be smart enough to go through college and further. But
I would, man, I would. Because my family, they are very smart people.
Yes, yes.
They are very bright. They call them bright people, you know, but I'm the black sheep. I'm a warrior.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. But I'm smart still, but I'm a warrior.
All right. Well, that's really interesting because, you know, you're not the first person, as I'm sure you appreciate, who have a wish to establish a studio or some kind.
Yeah, man. It's a good thing, man. And most artists should be doing that because, listen now, you cannot just taking everything out of the music and you're not giving back, you know.
Right.
No, man. You must act because, listen now, there's a lot of talent in Jamaica that people don't know about. And trust me, they are great singers and great DJs and they are not getting any justice.
I see.
I cannot give all of them justice, but I plan to give even one or two or three or four of them justice.
Right.
When I get there.
I see. Because we do hear these stories of how there's enough talent in Jamaica and
that a talent, man.
And due to I don't know what it's due to, they
can't. You see the music that you're getting out there now?
Yeah.
There's better music here that not reaching out.
Wow.
Yeah. Ginger said that. No apology.
Because it makes you wonder what's going on in Jamaica, why, you know, only certain artists come to the fore and certain other artists you never hear about.
Yeah, because look at this now. There's a lot of people saying, oh, we never heard of Ginger before. But when they listen to Ginger music, they say, no, this artist is good. What is going on?
Right.
Because I don't believe in payola.
Payola?
No, I believe in doing good music. And if the music is good, play it.
That's right.
You know? And so on. You know, and if a man give you a strength, because I believe in strength to strength. So if you end this, give me a strength and I have, you know, something in life, I can say, brother, you know, let's share.
Yes.
That's how it's supposed to be. But I don't want a guy come stick I up and feel like say, I forget him anything. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
Yes, Rasta.
There's a fine line between what is, you know, quite acceptable, as you say, giving strength and strength.
Yeah.
But there's a line beyond which, you know, where, you know, at the extreme, you have radio stations, radio station managers and DJs saying, well, if you want your tune play at all,
yeah,
then you have to sweep my, you know, cross my palm with some silver.
Real, man, but listen now, Yendis, I get to you now. Just to get a break. We don't forget money from for pay for playing the music at all.
Ah.
So we are saying, give the youth them a strength so the youth them can go no back a strength.
Yes.
That me a saying. See?
Yes. Well,
but I just want love still, you know, and all I want to see is unity, because remember I'm a Rasta man and Rasta is about peace and love and unity.
Yes, yes, yes.
So that's all we want to see. We want to see that for the black man, we want to see that for the white man.
Yes, yeah? Yes. So I'm wondering now, you know, whether is the circumstances that is in Jamaica make you have a stronger fan base overseas? Yeah, there seems to be a little bit of a problem with the call at the moment. He did mention that rain is falling in Jamaica right now. I don't know if that would have an effect on the internet connections on the island, but maybe. Okay, let's rinse out a tune while we're waiting for his return. Hopefully I'll be able to link him up again. Stay tuned, Massive.
us together. Never make we separate from each other. It's love, yes. It's love. What keeps us together? Never make us separate from each other. It's love. It's love, yeah. Embrace the day as it comes. Smile with the sun. Don't spoil the fun. But you know dollars not run. We walk together. Keep us together. Never make us separate from each other. It's love. It's love, yeah. What keep us together? Never make us separate from each other. It's love. It's love, yeah. If you got love like mine, you be happy all the time. Dollar bills and kinds could I never make me draw the line. Blessed be, someone love me for me. Now here we go, after all love is free, yeah. What keeps us together? Never make us separate from each other. It's love, it's love. What keeps us together? Never make us separate from each other. It's love, it's love. One thing, love is everlasting. I'm so deep within, with so much feeling. Oh, when it's real, you can feel a burning desire deep within the heart. What keeps us together? Never make us separate from each other. It's love, it's love. It's love. What keeps us together? Never make us separate from each other. It's love, it's love. Embrace the day as it comes. Smile with the sun. Don't spoil the fun. Watch out, not that last not run. We walk together, hand in hand. Oh, our love is grand. Never lose that bond, boy. What keep us together? Never make us separate from each other. It's love, it's love. What keep us together? Never make us separate from each other. It's love, it's love. Keep us together. Never make us separate from each other. It's love. It's love. What keep us together?
Rhythm is called Reggae in Motion from Music Mecca Productions. That's the voice of Ginger. It's love. We're waiting for the connection to heal between me here in the UK and Ginger right now in Kingston, Jamaica. He did mention that the rain is falling and sometimes that can have a devastating effect, including on the technology that depends on Wi-Fi and, you know, internet connections. I guess that's something that has to do with the fact that we can't get through to Ginger right now. We're going to rinse out some more tunes in the meantime and hope the situation improves over there so we can continue where we left off.
La la la.
Myself, Max, welcome back.
La 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 la.
Part of Anna Hazer.
La la la.
Rachel, big up yourself.
La 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 la. His only prayer can cast the wicked asunder. Search the hearts, Jah. Search our souls, now, Jah. His only prayer can cast the wicked asunder. Purge our minds, Jah. Show their signs, now, Jah. He's only a fool said there's no God. I'm telling you to your face right now. Don't be satanic, from I came into this life. No one has to tell me that there's a creator for all mankind. And if you want godly, you are gonna pay a price. As a Christian would say, you do without Christ. His only prayer can cause the wicked asunder. Search the master, search our souls, not judge. His only prayer can cause the wicked asunder. Purge your minds, child. Show them signs, not judge. The way times are changing, you can't stop praying. Rumors of wars and raging, while the people in the land are starving. Satan, the agents, the man, the mason, the carter. Let's look in from my land and down first.
When you're giving your heart and your soul and your everything, and you know it's just a waste of time, and you wanna believe you're not deceived, so you give all the loving that you can find. I'll let you in on a secret. If he said black was brown and green was red, I believed it. If he said this is the only way to go, I'd live it. Without complaint, without complaint. Tell me, sit down, I'm ready to run. You wanna begin when I'm almost done. You make it so hard for me to understand. If you're night or day, here comes another secret. I blame myself, I take it all. I wanna start living. I wanna start living. Cause when you're giving your heart and your soul and your everything, and you know it's just all
rhythm sweet, a rhythm called sweet,
and you wanna believe you're not deceived, so you give all the love that you can.
Na, 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 na. Oh, 24 hours, 6 minutes since you baby.
Okay, fingers crossed. Do I have a connection back with Jamaica? Ginger, are you there?
Yeah, blessed King.
Yes, I don't know what happened. We lost the connection.
Lightning and thunder, leak out everything, man.
Is it? I guess it was the weather.
Lightning strike and everything just went off.
Okay. Well, you're a little bit low, I don't know what if you can get any closer to the...
Can you hear me now?
That's good. So you're surviving the storm that you're experiencing over in Jamaica. Which part are you there right now?
I'm in Kingston right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. A lot of rainfall, but lightning and thunder too. So the lightning strikes and everything went out, you know?
Okay. Well, I'm glad we got you back. And
in the middle of the conversation.
Yes. I was just considering, you know, whether the circumstances regarding radio stations and payola in Jamaica lead to certain artists getting their fan base overseas.
Yeah, man, I saw the thing set, man, you know.
So if you can't get no airplay in Jamaica, people looking elsewhere to get airplay, also?
Yeah, then if you can't get no airplay in Jamaica, your music not playing, and it's music you love, you're going to get your music play elsewhere. That's... Well, for me, I love Jamaica, but I don't fancy and run down everything here, because I always put my music outside, because, you know what I mean? I started out of Jamaica anyways. The first time I do anything, it was out of Jamaica, so, you know. But this is my place, this is where I love. And, you know, I mean, happily, you know, I'm getting a lot of rotation now here on the radio stations. You know?
Right. It seems when you become established, it's not so much a problem. It's when you're rising, don't?
Yeah, because what they're saying, because I do a research and I found out what they're saying is there's a lot of artists get the break and be ungrateful and, you know what I mean, a lot of stuff. But you have some real genuine artists that just want to make music to help themselves and them family, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah.
You know, it's one of the things that people, young people might set their sights on to get them out of a rough life, you know, whether it be music or athletics.
Yeah, man, because one thing I can tell you this, Jamaican people are very talented. Anything they put their hand, it's going to be great.
Yes, yes, yes.
Anything Jamaican are in, trust me, they're going to come out on top.
It's true. Considering the size of the island and, you know, the size of many big countries around the world.
Remember, you know, the king came here in 1962, you know.
Yes.
And said, if Jamaica and Ethiopia unite, you know, we can see peace in the world, you know. So right. That's a big speech, you know, that's no joke.
True, true.
Yeah, because the king know the ability of this Jamaican people. And one thing about these Jamaican people, we are God-fearing people. We love God Almighty.
Yes.
Yeah, we know there's a God. There's a lot of people in this world that they don't believe in God.
True, true.
But most Jamaican believe and know there's a creator.
Yes.
Whether they say Jesus Christ or say Selassie, right, or whatever they said.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Okay. You know, when we're talking about, you know, people being forced to market their material
elsewhere,
outside, you know, it sometimes, you know, gives us strength to other reggae producers outside the island and gives them experience and over time some of the best.
Yeah, because I don't cut you, but listen this now.
Yeah.
I have one of the most played song here in Jamaica in One Drop Music now, and it is a European producer I did that song for.
Well, this is what I'm just about to line up right now. Big up to
Silly Walks
Discotheque out of Hamburg.
Yeah, man, biggest rhythm right now in reggae music, without a doubt.
It's true.
And that rhythm is out of Germany.
That's right. Yes, man. And we have one of my co-manager for the station. She living in Hamburg, right next door to the Silly Walks people, them, you know.
I've been working with Silly Walks them over 10 years now, you see. The first time I did a song for them, you know, it become a hit song. And that was 10 years ago. And they came back for me now again, and I did another hit song for them.
You see, this is what I'm wondering about, you know. It's no surprise when you give the situation in Jamaica that people looking elsewhere, and there's no surprise when you see the quality of the material coming from Europe and America and elsewhere from Jamaica. You
then
know,
that Jamaica, may I say, Rasta, what is really going on, Rasta, because of selfishness and greed.
Right.
Because I told you before, there's a lot of talented artists in Jamaica and musicians that they are not getting any exposure. And I fight for, you know, equal rights and justice, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I talk, I don't talk for myself, you know. Because if I talk for myself, I don't talk, you know. I keep my mouth shut.
Right.
No, star. I'm not a selfish man. So I don't think that may I show you right now.
Yes, man. Well, you know, I don't know whether you know, it's because of the situation there, what make the reggae industry in Europe and elsewhere become,
it's growing,
so
right?
You know, established and so yeah, experienced and you know, producing quality music that artists like yourself,
yeah,
and
man,
people
me
all
Ginger
over the
saying
world.
It's because of lack of unity, because right, as I said before, the talent is not the problem.
Right.
What I see and what I've seen here is the lack of unity. If Jamaica losing it, is the lack of unity.
It seems a shame, because it's the birthplace of the reggae music.
Yes, because why every producer of Europe want vice Ginger upon him rhythm? But a producer of Jamaica feel like me if you walk him down for come vice upon him rhythm. But now I'm going to do that, B.
Well, it's a strange situation, you know.
And that I, may I tell you?
I can't really get my head around it, you know.
Most of my songs them right now that I have that doing well, it's not from no producers in Jamaica. Right. I did one for Paul.
Right.
The Fireman Band with me and Danny English. Yes. I heard that going on good there also. And most of the songs I can name them out. I sing for Pow Pow. I sing for Silly Walks. I sing for Crucialist. And I sing for a lot of European producers. Some in Spain, all over.
Well, I just can't understand it, you know, because, you know, there's good music, good rhythms, good production coming from Europe. Coming
all right, society is so messed up on the I Love Rhythm. It's for a European producer also, you know.
That's right, and I rinse that
keep
one out.
Keep the fire burning, you know, it's for a European producer, you know.
Yeah.
Tricks and Treat is for Pow Pow.
Yes.
So many songs I did for European producers. And right now is a European producer. Is a European producer make me at right now in a Jamaica, you know?
Right. Well,
yeah.
You mentioned the tune. Now, without naming the tune, that's cool, because we mentioned the production house and it's City Walks Discotheque. The rhythm name is Honey Pot. It's the hottest rhythm, the biggest rhythm for the year.
Right now, in a reggae music, Honey Vice Ginger is on the rhythm.
That's right.
Honey Pot with the Honey Vice Ginger.
One of the biggest tunes on the ring, I have to say.
Right now, man. Yeah,
sweet
man.
Sweet killer, sweet killer.
Come on, Danny, that is mine. Come on, Danny, that is mine. Come on, Danny, that is mine. Come on, Danny, that is my silly watch, yeah. Sweet killer, can't put back a red bandy rasta man a pillar. She's just a sweet killer, can't put back a foot in at the rasta man a villa. She's just a sweet killer, me one day for she kill off Jacob Miller. She's just a sweet killer, yeah. Sweet killer, yeah. Love get tricked by your looks, I know she talking them. Oh, she smiles. I know she walking on. She will make you be a dreaming at the park, you know. Get away with a broken heart, you know. Take your free boobs and get not took your plane now, you know. Oh, she provides, will if you're distraught, you know. Make your feelings sad and dark, you know. So she stay, so she make her mark, you know. She's a sweet killer
Pull up this song, no, eh? Pull up this song, no, eh?
Come on, Danny, that is mine. Come on, Danny, that is mine. Come on, Danny, that is my silly watch, yeah. Sweet killer,
guard up yourself, Hilltop.
Red Bundy Rust.
Big up yourself, Dag.
She's just a sweet killer.
Big up Queen Easy, all the Hamburg Massive.
Come on, a villa. She's just a sweet killer.
Guard up Anna Hazel.
Kill off Jacob Miller. She's
Rachel, big up yourself.
Sweet killer, yeah. Love get tricked by your looks, I know she talking them. Oh, she smiles. I know she walking on. She will make you be a dreaming at the park, you know. Drift away with a broken heart, you know. Take your free boobs and get no joke, you play not, you know. Oh, she provides, will if you're distraught, you know. Make your feelings sad and dark, you know. So she stay, so she make her mark, you know. She's a sweet killer Can't put back a red on the rasta man pillar. She's just a sweet killer Can't put back a foot in at the rasta man a villa. She's just a sweet killer Ma one day for she kill off Jacob Miller. She's just a sweet killer Yeah Sweet killer
Big tune. Another hit song for you there, Ginger. I guess you're looking about a video for it now.
Yeah, a video is out, right?
You're going low, I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, I'm saying a video is out for that song, Sweet Killer, right now.
Yes, that's right.
And yeah, the video have a nice concept where it's me and my brother play that role, because I have a brother called Singergizer in the music.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so me and him play that role. You know, she's playing us.
All right, so it's a triangle thing.
And you know what I mean? Those things, I sing about everyday things that happen in everyday life and every man life. You know what I mean? Most men meet up on a sweet killer in his own words.
Right.
You know what I mean? But the main thing about this song, it's a message also saying, if you meet up on a sweet killer and she took you for everything, there's ways to resolve it without endanger your life or her life. Or, you know what I mean? Because I see too much of these domestic violence happening and we try curve everything. So this song is not just about saying, oh, she's a sweet killer and she took money and jewelry and cars and houses. No. It's about sending a message that, look, if you watch the video and see how we deal with it, that's the way you have to deal with these stuff, because these things happen in everyday life.
Yes, yes.
Where you're always going to find a woman that trick a man. So a woman trick me already. Me a man, me I be real. That's the thing, girl. So. But I want everybody to see the video, and mostly the men I want to see this video, because we have to know now how to resolve certain stuff, you know?
Because it's a big issue in Jamaica and elsewhere, but
yes, man.
Especially in Jamaica about, domestic violence, we call it. But, you know, if something go wrong, people raising their hand and holding their foot.
We are trying to curve all of that. So listen now, if something like this happen in your life where you meet up on a sweet killer, deal with it this way. Just make sure go on.
Right.
And she cannot put back her head on my pillow. That's all I'm saying.
That's right.
I just want the woman to know, say, Ginger, love her, but here you know. From your disrespect the pattern, no. You're in the general, no, go link back. You can't put your head on my pillow.
No, can't enter the villa.
And that's it.
That's cool. And that's a good thing. And I understand why you're stressing that, because, you know, people might miss that, you know, and you know, there is a certain amount of aggression and violence in the island, and certain things are
coming. And elsewhere, man, there's a lot of places where I see a lot of stuff happening, you know.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? From in the UK to America to everywhere in the world where a man always feel like, say, oh, shit. She took this, she took that, then I'm going to do something dangerous. I'm saying, no, don't do that. You must always aware sweet killers are out there. Or Delilah or whoever you want to call her. Or Billie Jean, they are out there.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So this is the way to deal with it. So I want everybody to go and see the video. Cause I curve violence, you know.
Yes, man.
And I can reach in the homes and I can reach in the community by just sitting here in Kingston, Jamaica. So that's what I'm doing.
Ah. And how you take to the songwriting thing? You mentioned that you talk about reality, things going on in your life. Is that where you get most of your inspiration from?
Is it
your experience or people
most
around?
Most of the things that I'm singing is reality. If it don't happen in my life, it happen in someone's life, or it is a reflection of society.
Okay.
Because you cannot stray. You know, I don't sing about fantasy. I never do, and I never will.
Yes, you have to sing from your heart and from your, you know, it's part of your life, whether it be your direct life or a friend of you or your people in your community, then, you know, you lose the genuineness, you see me?
Yeah, man, and that is what people love in, all right, a man feel like, say, if him sing about fantasy and something fake, people will adore him more. No, people know that, hey, this is fake. It's just for a while, you know?
Yeah.
It's something that you can dispose. Ginger music is not disposable.
Right.
No. Ginger music is not disposable.
So
it's
when,
for a lifetime.
So when certain artists out there will make all 3-4 tunes for the month or even for the week, how you feel about, you know, quality or quantity, and how it sit with you?
Well, I don't want to do that, you know, because even right now I have this song going on and everybody's saying, oh, Ginger wanted to put out some more songs, and I said no. Because what you want to do, you want to make sure this is a bona fide hit.
Right.
You don't want to come with 5-6 other songs and then this song is just plain. We don't need a song just to be a hot song.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you're making this one have its full life, you know, with some certain songs, you know, the prolific artists, you know, the ones who make tunes every 2 days or even more frequently, you know, they like the tunes, they don't have no life, you know. They're fresh for a couple of days in a week, but they don't live on. Is would you agree?
Yeah, it's for sure, you know, because if you're going to rush and do stuff,
yeah.
That's why I'm not rushing. I'm just taking my time and just building my foundation. I'm taking my time building Ginger Music.
So when it comes to actually making the tune, from the time you say, right, something just come to me. Something just come to me and I want to make a tune from it. How the process go for you?
Well, the process for me, sometimes if I hear the rhythm, I can, like when I hear this rhythm and I hear tam, 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 da, da, I found that melody.
Yes.
So that's the way it goes sometimes. Sometimes a phrase in the rhythm can make you find a melody.
Yes, yes.
And now it's tricky now when you find the melody to find the right word for it.
Okay.
Because you can have the melody and you don't have the words.
Right.
And then you can have a good melody and use some words that don't make it.
So the melody come to you first?
Yes, so if I have the melody and I hear the melody, I'm in the melody.
Yeah.
And then I play around with words, okay. Like in the Sweet Killer stuff.
Okay.
I said, what could really make people listen as I open this song from the intro?
Okay.
So I said, okay, Bomb Underneath Her Smile. I already have the melody.
Okay.
Some people gonna say, what is this man talking about now? When they listen now, they say, no, this is serious. He's talking about Sweet Killer.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So that's the way it goes for me. But it's simple for me. It's not a hard thing for me. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Songwriting is pretty much easy for me.
Is it? So, you know, when you were young, you used to like writing or something?
Yeah, I always do that. But some of the songs I don't write, like Never Lost My Way, I didn't write that song. I don't have to write that. It's my life.
Okay.
I just sing that. That is nothing for you to write. It's my life.
So when you say you never write it, oh, you mean?
I mean, I never take up a pen.
Okay.
I just sing it. Like music alone, I sit down and use pen and paper and do that one. But Never Lost My Way, I got the rhythm and from I hear the phrase again, and I start to sing the melody. Na 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 yo. And as I said before, I try out a couple of words and then I said, okay, never lost my way. So if you don't lost your way, okay, maybe you're at a crossroad. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So it's just so the thing go for me. I don't know about other artists, you know?
Right.
But some of the songs I definitely don't write, and some of them, I wrote them.
So when you say you don't write it, it means it just comes to you through
whatever. Yeah, naturally.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't know, some people would say you're being inspired by the Most High.
Yeah, man, because remember in Psalms 87, I make you know, so the singers and the players of instruments shall be there, all the springs, all the springs are in thee. So really and truly, singers is spiritual people, them, you know?
Yeah,
man.
All right, well, tell me about this next track I'm going to draw, Quiet Place.
Yeah, it's just a love song for the ladies, you know.
All right.
Because I still have to make the lady them know. Not because I'm saying Sweet Killer. I love ladies, and that is the reason why I know some of you ladies are Sweet Killer.
for real.
But you still have
to. Mr. G Music.
You have to show them love, you know. Oh,
to a quiet place, oh yeah, where we can sit by the fireplace, oh yeah, holding gently, staring each other's face, oh da 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 da, hey, let me take you to a quiet place, oh yeah. Present
demanded of me that I pull up the tune, so I don't really have any choice. You know how it go, Ginger.
For real, family.
Yes, big respect goes out to Hilton. Big up Queen Easy managing things round here. The soulmate rhythm.
Yeah, man.
Quiet Place featuring the voice of Ginger.
Mr. G Music.
To a quiet place, oh yeah. Where we can sit by the fireplace, oh yeah. Hold hands gently, stare at each other's face. Oh, da 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 da. Hey, let me take you to a quiet place, oh yeah.
Great music, I'm sure you'll agree. You heard here tonight. Seeing the shout box there, Mr. G to the world. Yes, big up Mr. G Music.
Mr. G, big up yourself, you know, youth.
Yes, man.
Yeah, man, I'm a bridging that in the music, you know, Mr. G.
Is it?
Yeah, man, I'm an empire, man.
Okay, okay. You're getting a little faint again. I don't know if you move away from the mic.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's good. I wanted to make sure that you get the opportunity to promote your links and, you know, how people can link you, friend you, and such.
All your social networks, it's Ginger Music. You have gingermusic.com. You know what I mean? Go on Ginger Music, send us an email. And then everything there is from you go on the net and you type in Ginger Music, GINJAHMUSIC. It's all good. You can get to me or get to someone from Ginger Music. And I just want to say thanks to all the people that was listening. You know what I mean? And thanks to Yendis and the whole staff of Reggae Space. It was a beautiful evening and I love this vibe. And I'm always looking forward to share my life and my talent with my fans, you know.
That's cool. That's really good. And I noticed a couple of times tonight you're quick to burst into song. I'm wondering if you feel to give us a little a cappella of your big tune at the moment.
Bum underneath her smile. Bum underneath her smile, yes. Bum underneath her smile, A.N.D. Shea. Sweet killer, sweet killer. Can't put back a red pan the Rastaman pillar. She's just a sweet killer, sweet killer. Can't put back a foot in at the Rastaman villa. She's just a sweet killer, sweet killer. Me a wonder if a she kill off Jacob Miller. She's just a sweet killer, sweet killer, yeah, yeah. Sweet killer, hey. And the modest, modest, yeah, no, yeah, no. Reggae Space, God, another, yeah. Turn up, turn up.
Big respect, Ginger. Enough respects every time, or you just do that. So that's wicked. Big up yourself. I'm really glad that you've found time to spend with us here tonight. We thoroughly enjoyed it. You see the booms and bangs in the shout box here. A little piece of a cappella went down well. I wonder, you know, what your plans are in terms of tours. So if you want to mention something before you go about any events coming up or any plans.
I have a mini tour doing in Canada.
Say what?
I have a mini tour coming up in Canada.
Okay.
And I'm just waiting on my work permit right now for the US.
So when I have my work permit in my hand then, because I have a few shows to do in the US.
Yeah.
So I'm just waiting, and I was supposed to do Europe in November, but I'm thinking about everything right now, you know, contemplating. But I'm definitely doing Canada. It's on.
Right.
In September.
Okay. Because not long you was in Europe, dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I was supposed to do some things this summer in UK, but it didn't work out.
Okay, these things happen.
Yeah, but I'm looking forward to UK anytime, because UK is one of the first places that embrace ginger music.
Right, right.
Yes, yeah.
Well, as I say, we're really glad you spent time with us here tonight. You've really entertained us and informed us. People get a good understanding who ginger is, even if you're upon Mars.
Yeah, man, and that is what artists and music should be about. It should be about, you know, where people can communicate and let people know what's going on in your life, and yes. You know what I mean, show appreciation for the music and the fans, you know.
Well, we have all your links them going through the shout box, and I'm sure people listening to the live transmission and the recording will hit up the links and friend you up and link you up for working, collaborating, and such and such. A good
year. Yeah, man, I'm always ready, you know, because from its music and you're going to say positive things, then I'm in, because I'm about the message. Love is my message.
Right, right.
And love is what I spread, you know what I mean? As I said, I don't care about class, color, creed. A religion is just love.
All right. Well, the final question I have for you, and I really should ask, is what plans you have for LP to come out? Is it sometime this year or next or what?
Yeah, I have a few albums that I did already, but I'm just waiting. As I said before, this is what drives me to do my own thing, because right now, you have a few producers with albums for me, and I don't know what they're doing. Sometimes I ask them, say, hey, you guys don't have any couch in your house? You don't have any chair? They say, what are you talking about? I said, then why are you sitting on my album? You're sitting on my music. Saying, Ginger, you're crazy. I said, okay, then.
So that means that inspire you to go out on your own and do it yourself and maintain full control, dog.
Yes, man, that's what I'm doing.
All right, so sometime in the near future, or not the near future, maybe early next year, we're looking for the gingermusic.com for the latest CD.
Gingermusic.com is out there right now. You can go, anyone that want to find Ginger, that's what I said before. Yeah. You can go on the internet, gingermusic.com. It's up, it's running. My website is up and running.
That's cool.
Yeah, man, everything about Ginger Music and every social network, it's up and running.
Good. I'm just
from the Twitter is Ginger Music, MySpace is Ginger Music, Facebook is Ginger Music. It's all about Ginger Music and every social network, Ginger Music. GINJAHMUSIC Music.
And we just have to keep our ears to the ground for the next tune, next release from Ginger.
Man, I have so much songs right now, I just can chillax.
All right.
I'm still gonna work, you know.
That's cool. That's really impressive, I have to say. You know, it seemed like you have your head screw on properly.
Yeah, man, and because I learned it from one of the greatest in the music.
True.
And I would be a fool. I would lose my way if I'm not applying what I've learned.
True.
You know what I mean? When you have a man like Barry Salmon as a mentor.
Yeah.
And then you don't learn nothing. You're very stupid.
Well, of course, yes.
And I really, really and truly, a man like me, I'm not going to make much mistakes in the music, because Barry Salmon still gonna see me and say, yo, Ginger, what you deal with?
All right.
And I saw the thing go.
Okay.
So, you know what I mean? I just saw my thing go. I'm always keeping in line, because what right now, people are looking forward for the artist and for the next generation to come and for this generation.
Yes, yes.
And you have to set up cornerstone. You have to set up things. You have to set foundation like Bob Marley, like Bonnie Wheeler, like Barry Salmon, and you go on and on. Like Michael Jackson, like Stevie Wonder, like Otis Redding, like Marvin Gaye. You know what I mean? You go on and on. Patti LaBelle. Those are the people that I met.
And Ginger will be in the reggae music industry with a solid base for the very near, for now and for the future, don't?
Yeah, because I support all genre of music, you know. That's why I have this level of understanding about the music, because I look into what's going on in America, I look into what's going on in Europe, and anywhere there's music and it's wonderful sounds that I'm hearing, I take note of it. So I know what I'm talking about. When I talk facts.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So you bring in your experience and your knowledge and your appreciation of all different genres.
And I'm a one spice.
Yes. All right. Well, yes, man. I have to thank you again. We're getting into our next interview, although my time nearly done here.
Yeah, man. Give thanks, man, and bless up everyone, man, at Reggae Space, man, and that wonderful lady that make this happen, and Paul, and all the listeners. Just listen out for Ginger Music. Me not fail, no. Because I never fail, no. I never fail. And this never fail. And now, Reggae Space never fail. Reggae Space never fail. Yo, yeah. Ginger never fail, no. Yendis never fail. All right, watch you make me freestyle. Failing a part of my life, no. Failing's not a part of my life, no. Oh, no. Yeah, no. Yendis to the world. You okay?
Big respects, Ginger. Enough respects, Paul. And big up yourself, Dags, for getting this together. It's been great.
And Lynn Carroll.
Yes. Large up yourself, Ginger.
Okay, large up
yourself. Come on, Danita, smile. Come on, Danita, smile. Come on, Danita, smile. Come on, Danita, smile. Silly watch, yeah. Sweet killer, can't put back a red on the rasta man a pillar. She's just a sweet killer, can't put back a foot in at the rasta man a villa. She's just a sweet killer, me one day for she kill off Jacob Miller. She's just a sweet killer, yeah. Love get tricked by your looks, I know she talking them. Oh, she smiles. I know she walking on. She will make you be a dreaming at the park, you know. Drift away with a broken heart, you know. Take your free boobs and get no joke, you play not, you know. Oh, she profiles, will if you distraught, you know. Make your feelings sad and dark, you know. So she stay, so she make her mark, you know. She's a sweet killer, can't put back a red on the rasta man pillar. She's just a sweet killer, can't put back a foot in at the rasta man a villa. She's just a sweet killer, my one day for she kill off Jacob Miller. She's just a sweet killer, yeah. Sweet killer, yeah. I got to leave her. She's just a deceiver, and knowing no more than ever. Though she gives the sweetest pleasure, yeah. I put a block on her number. It makes my heart go thunder. I don't wanna surrender. She's like a devil down under. She got man lock in her palm. With her crazy looks and charm. And she get where she wants, so she gone. Don't bother trust her to what that is the name, yeah. She's not the feeling type. She all about the fame and the money and the hype. She's like the stealing type. Can't get no loving if your money don't ripe. Sweet killer, can't put back a red on the rasta man pillar.
She respects all people who've been locked in for the last couple hours. Large up yourself, Rasta you. Big up Linford Nugent. Big up Max and Sonia, Rachel. Big up Anna Hazer.
If I she kill off Jacob Miller, she's just
up. E56, Ganja Smuggling, and Hilton, and Marvin C. Pam Mendoza Beck, Promotions pumping the shout box. Queen Easy Rachel. Big up Roughneck Shamila. Big up Sonia 58. Tragic. Big up Zenta.
Yeah, yeah.